first time, or you're here for the last couple of months, there are phrases that are germane to the new season lexicon. One of them is, let's make it legal. Let's make it legal is a phrase we use. Let's go to the Word of God. It's not legal unless it's in the Word. Here it is. Let's make it legal. 1 Samuel chapter 5. Here's the story. The Philistines captured the Ark of God. They took it from the battleground at Ebenezer to the town of Ashdod. They carried the Ark of God into the temple of Dagon. Somebody say Dagon. And they placed it beside an idol, a statue, a big statue of Dagon. When the citizens of Ashdod went to see it the next morning, Dagon had fallen with his face to the ground in front of the Ark of the Lord. You got to visualize this. We're going to show you this. So they took Dagon and they put him in his place again. But the next morning, the same thing happened. Dagon had fallen face down before the Ark of the Lord. But this time, somebody say this time. Oh, this time the outcome was different. This time, his head and hands had broken off and were lying in the doorway. Only the trunk of his body was left intact. Respect the glory. Respect the glory, baby. You're in my space. When the prophetic stands next to the prophetic always wins. Respect the glory. Number one. You are what you tolerate. Repeat after me. You are what you tolerate. Preach to yourself. Have you ever preached to yourself? Have you ever spoken to yourself? You got to learn how to speak to yourself. Got to learn how to pray over yourself. Got to learn how to prophesy over yourself. You got to learn how to praise all by yourself. So just preach to yourself and just tell yourself, I am what I tolerate. You are what you tolerate. I am what I tolerate. Do not permit anything or anyone to capture the glory in your life. Now, let me break this down, a little bit of teaching. In the Old Testament, the Ark of God, God's treasure chest, represented God's presence, power, and promise. The Ark of God facilitated the glory of God. The glory of God is the manifest presence of God. So whatever heaven touched, the rod of Aaron, manna, the commandments, these items are described as glorious. So if I had a box here, the glory of God, the presence of God, would only be made manifest wherever the Ark of God was present. So God would say, wherever this box, this treasure chest is present, I'm going to show up. It was the most sacred thing on the planet. It was literally a box with the most sacred, glorious elements, things that God interacted with physically. So God supernaturally, boom, the rod of Aaron had power, boom. Manna, literally God's menu, what he created, what he sent out, what he provided for his children when they were in the desert. The Ten Commandments, Moses on the mountain, the Ten Commandments. And in the finger of God, the Ten Commandments was wild because the finger of God. So it's very powerful. It was what God interacted with in this sacred treasure chest. The Philistines, watch this. The Philistines came against the Israelites. The Philistines said, our army is ginormous. The Israelites have an army this big. This is easy. So the Philistines declared war on the Israelites. The moment war was declared, the Israelites would do this. We have a small army. We're not the biggest country in the world. These guys are ginormous, but we have a secret weapon. Take out the presence of God. So they would come out with the Ark of God. And anytime the Ark of God would lead the way, the bad guys would lose. I wish we would learn the same secret. That every time we are driven by the presence of God, the bad guys will lose, right? So they did. The Philistines said, wait, stop. Let's do it again. We have 100,000 troops. They have 10,000 troops. We're going to invade them in the middle of the night. Go! And they attacked them. Once again, the Israelites heard the noise, and they would say, they're coming after us. What do we have? We have the glory. Let's bring out the glory. And guess what happened again? The Philistines lost the battle. The Philistines get together and they go like, every single time we come against these guys, they have that thing. That thing. That thing, 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 thing. That, And every time that shows up, we could have a million troops. They could have 10 troops. But 10 troops with the glory of God is more powerful than a zillion opponents against the glory of God. Is anyone here aware of the fact that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world? Can anyone here bear witness that you have been in the most precarious of circumstances? Everything came against you, but it was just you and God, and that's all you needed to overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. So the Philistines came to this crazy conclusion. Stop. Let's meet. Strategic meeting. What do we do? What do we do? We can't defeat them. We want to defeat them. We hate them. Can't stand them. We want to defeat them. What do we do? What do we do? What do we do? Got it. If we can't defeat them because of that, let's capture them. So let's go for the Ark of the Covenant. That glory presence box, that God's treasure chest thing. Let's capture it. So they did. They literally captured, and they believed they took the power of God captive. How many know here that they discovered in the temple, you can't incarcerate the glory? You missed that. You can't imprison the power of God. For the Lord our God is our sun and our shield. He gives us grace and glory, Psalm 84:11. I want you to put this in perspective. Romans 8:30 says this: through the vicarious atoning work of Jesus, we are carriers of the glory. Having chosen them, he called them to come to him. Having called them, he gave them right standing with himself. And having given them right standing, he gave them his glory. Talking about Jesus to us, Romans 8:30. You missed it. You don't carry generational curses. Touch yourself right here. You don't get, stop that. Stop talking about the fact that your grandparents and those before you and your family, that they have been 20 generations of alcoholism, 30 generations of sexual promiscuity, 40 generations of diabetes. Change your language. The moment you became born, the moment you accepted Jesus, every generational curse, you're not getting that. There is no generational curse on your family. There is no bondage on your family. Your family does have a generational thing. It's a generational blessing. Somebody prays like you know. Do you know what you carry? You carry glory. I don't know if you understand that. You are a glory carrier. Your neighbor, the person next to you, literally carries the glory of God. That right there is powerful. Do you understand that you have a celebrity next to you? Forget about anybody. It's not. All right, you're not Johnny Depp or Amber Heard. That's not the point right now. But you carry glory. You carry the glory of God. This is why the prince of darkness hates your guts. The devil hates you because you carry glory. He doesn't hate you because of the color of your skin. The great thief doesn't care if you're a Republican, a Democrat, or an Independent. He hates you because you carry the glory. You carry glory. It's not about what you did. This is for someone here. It's about what you're about to do. The enemy is not threatened by your past. He's threatened by your future. He is attacking you not because he's attacking you not because of the wrong things you did in your past. The enemy is coming after you because of the amazing things you're about to do in the future. So you can say, but Pastor Sam, what does that mean now? The Philistines believe right now they can capture the glory. They are attempting to capture the glory. There is this idea that the spiritual principalities and powers of darkness are capturing glory. There's four words for you. Watch God show up. Pastor Sam, we're coming out of a global pandemic. Watch God show up. Pastor Sam, the country's more divided than ever before. Pastor Sam, there are food shortages, even baby formula. Oh, no! Pastor Sam, there's a war in Ukraine. Russia's threatening Poland. China's threatening Taiwan. Pastor Sam, personally speaking, Pastor Sam, my marriage is falling apart. My children are rebellious. The medical report came in. They're about to fire me. Does anybody here really believe God's about to show up? Somebody prays like you actually believe it and worship. Lift up your hands. How many believe that in your family, the next thing that's about to happen is God is about to show up? Somebody say, watch God show up. How do you know God's about to show up? Because of Luke chapter 1, verse 37. It says, the word of God never. And when Luke wrote this, Dr. Luke, filled the Holy Spirit, do you realize the New Testament was not written yet? You missed it. He said the word of God will never fail. What word was he referencing? John 1:1. In the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And the word was God. And the word became flesh and he dwelt among men. Jesus never fails. And all the promises from the Old Testament, New Testament that Jesus laid out for us. 2 Corinthians 1, the word of God never fails. Watch God show up. Watch God show up. Watch God show up. The Philistines, raise your hand. Can I just declare this prophetically? You're about to see God. Matter of fact, let me just declare it. I know some of you may receive it. Those that receive it will see it. Those that receive it will see it. The next thing to fill your family will not be more drama. The next thing to fill your family will be the glory of God. The next thing to capture your mind will not be more negative thoughts. The next thing to capture your mind will be the glory of God. Can we do this? The next thing to invade your atmosphere will not be demons, legions, principalities, devils, sins, or powers of darkness. The next thing to invade your atmosphere will be the holy, righteous, powerful, transformative, life-changing, destiny catapulting, ministry elevating, harvest producing, joy revealing, glory of the living God. If you believe it, now give God your best praise. For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Habakkuk 2:14. This is the glory that yields an unprecedented harvest. It is the glory. So Jesus said, I have given them the glory you gave me. Jesus said this, I have given them the glory you gave me so they may be one as we are one. You missed it. The glory of God brings people together. Be careful. Don't ask God to show you his glory and give you his glory if you don't want to hang around people that are different from you. I'm going to double down on this because it's John 17, 22. I have given them the glory you gave me so they may be one as we are one. I'm telling you, this is the devil's worst nightmare. The moment we worship together, the moment every different ethnicity worships together, the moment every race worships together, look around you. The moment we're going to see more of this around the world. We're going to see more around this. Listen, I know I could get banned on Facebook for saying this, but if we live in a community where there's diversity and you go to a church that's only monochromatic, monochromatic is just a fancy word for one skin color. If you go to a church, and I know this is controversial, but I don't give a holy hoot anymore. If you live in a diverse community and you just want to worship that, you want to worship with people that look like you, you're never going to see the fullness of God's glory. I'm not going to apologize for the fact that when we worship together, when white and black and Latino and Asian and Native Americans worship together, every devil has to run out. Every demon has to flee because Jesus said, let them be one. Is there anyone here ready to see the glory of God show up? The power of divine diversity. It is so amazing. And it's not just skin color. It's PhD with GED. Some people just want to worship with people of your same academic rigor, educational level. Some people just want to see, if you don't make this amount of money, I don't want to worship with you. No, we have diversity. We have people that drive a Prius and people that drive a Maserati. We have people that drive a bicycle and people that own three Triumphs and a Harley. We have people coming together. Why? Because we are about to occupy more territory than ever before in the name of Jesus. And a multiracial, a multi-ethnic church is the devil's worst nightmare. And the glory of God brings people together, not just ethnic-wise, race-wise, but even generations. Can you raise your hand? I'm going to prophesy something crazy here. Even from our family. What if I tell you in Jesus' name that if we get this right, we're going to see generations in your family worshiping together? Oh, you missed that. Pastor Sam, but you don't have no. Watch, generational baby. You're going to see you with your children, with your grandchildren, and with your great-grandchildren. You're going to see at least four generations. How many are ready to have the kind of gathering that one day you'll have four generations worshiping Jesus together? Is there anybody here in Sacramento that actually believes God's about to show up and the glory of God is about to be poured out in such a way that generations are coming together, and we will not permit the devil to hold hostage not even one generation? All the generations will be saved. If you got this, raise your hands. All right, here it is. I'm going to pivot here real quick here. In limited time. Next week we continue it. It's a two-part series. So this is what happened. Watch this. Let me show you. The Philistines. So if we capture the box, if we capture the glory, we win. All we got to do is capture the glory. If we capture the glory, the Israelites can't win. We win, the Philistines. We got this. So they captured the glory, and they took it to a temple. The Philistines worshiped a god called Dagon. So, matter of fact, I'm going to have Jason. Come on. Give it up for Dagon. You're Dagon today. Come on. You're Dagon right here.
We hope you're enjoying this episode of Samuel Rodriguez here on TBN. This show is completely sponsored and paid for by New Season Church in Sacramento, California. Newsmax magazine has rated New Season Church one of the top 15 fastest-growing megachurches in the country. They also named Pastor Sam Rodriguez one of the top 100 Christian leaders in America. If you have ever been blessed by this program, this church, or Pastor Sam, would you consider partnering with us by making a donation? There are many ways to give. The QR code on the screen can be scanned by your phone. You can text NSSAC to the number 77977 or by going to newseasonworship.org and clicking Give at the top of the page. New Season is a church that looks a lot like heaven. And every week this program strives to give you a message that sounds like it came from heaven. Content that is meant to encourage, edify, and inspire you. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God, and this program is meant to bring forth the Lamb's agenda. Thank you for considering giving to this program so that the message of Jesus Christ can continue to be broadcast on TBN to over 2 billion potential viewers across the globe. No matter the amount, any donation helps keep this program running. Would you please consider partnering with us? In doing so, we have the ability and opportunity to change the world.
This really happened. I'm not making it up. They actually brought the Ark of the Covenant and they placed it right next to the statue of Dagon. In the temple of Dagon, they actually did this. Watch. So visualize this. I'm the Ark of the Covenant, the treasure chest. So they place him right next to Dagon. So they carried the Ark of the God into the temple of Dagon and placed it beside an idol of Dagon. Verse 2, they carried the Ark of God. They carry the Ark of God. Hebrew exegetical extrapolation of the passage. Do your biblical due diligence. Make sure it's correct. They carry the Ark of God. Stop. They did what?
Carry.
I can't hear you. They did what?
Carry.
Did they drag it?
No.
Did they push it on the floor?
No.
Stop for a moment. These are the enemies. The enemies. Why were they so careful? You missed it. This is the enemy of the Israelites, and yet the enemy knew. Oh, I'll even break it down for you. If you want to do away with the secret sauce, if you're the Philistines, why don't you just open up the box? You missed it. Why carry it? Why not open up the box and say, there's a rod there. Break the rod. Ten Commandments. Do away with the law. Break it. Take the manna, chuck it. No, they didn't even dare touch it. You're going to get this in a second. Why didn't the enemies destroy the Ark of the Covenant? Because they couldn't. The Philistines already knew. They already heard from the moment there was a testimony that the Israelites left behind. From the moment the walls of Jericho came down, there was a testimony that anyone who would open up that box would what? I'm here to tell you, I don't care what the devil does, there are things in your life he will never be able to touch. Lift up your hands. I'm here to tell you there are things in your life the devil will never have access to. Oh, you missed it. I'm preaching now. There are things in your life, I sense the Lord. There are things in your life the enemy will never have access to. When in John 10:10, Jesus said, the enemy came to rob, kill, and destroy, but I came to give you life and life abundantly. Do you know what he's saying? Before you meet me, the devil has the power to rob, to kill, and to destroy. But after you receive me, somebody should be getting this. After you receive me, the enemy will not be able to rob, kill, or destroy what is sacred in your. Somebody shout like you know it. Lift up your hands. Somebody say, respect the glory. No, say it like you mean it. Respect the glory. The Philistines didn't open up the box. The Philistines didn't take away the rod. The Philistines didn't even drag it. They carried it with great respect. Because even the devil knows that you're anointed. Hell knows that you are blessed. Stand with me if you're not standing. I don't want Christians, I don't want you ever out of your mouth to say, the devil is robbing my peace. That's theologically incoherent, which is a fancy term from a pastoral perspective to tell you made that up. He can't. Pastor Sam, why did I lose my peace? Because you permitted your peace to be lost. Pastor Sam, that's crude. No, that's Bible. That's Bible. You're telling me the devil can't rob what's inside the box, baby? And I'm not talking about the Old Testament box. Everything Jesus did for you, Colossians 2:15 doesn't say one day Jesus will defeat the devil. It doesn't say one day he'll overcome every principality and power of darkness. It says on the cross, he publicly defeated every principality and power of darkness. And he made a spectacle out of them. Luke 10:19 says, I have given you power over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. 1 John 5:18 says that God's children do not make it a habit of sinning. If you are born again, God protects you and the enemy will never be able to touch you. 2 Thessalonians 3:3, God protects you. He is firm. He is your guard and the enemy will never be able to touch you. Why do we act like the devil can take away things that God has already secured in our lives? The Philistines never, ever dragged the glory box. They respected, they actually, just like that, they carried it nicely. And they dared not open it because Israel had a testimony. Your testimony tells the devil. We know you're a liar and you're going to try to deceive because it's who you are. But don't you even dare ever even get close. Respect the glory. Can I tell you one more thing? Not only did the Philistines respect the glory, not only are there things in your life the devil will never be able to touch, your salvation cannot be touched. Your eternal life cannot be touched. Your abundant life cannot be touched. Your new life cannot be touched. The Holy Spirit inside of you cannot be touched. The anointing in your life cannot be touched. The purpose for your life cannot be touched. Your calling cannot be touched. The gifts of God in your life cannot be touched. Are you with me right now? The promises of God for you and your children and your children's children and your children's 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 children, they are sacred trust. They cannot be touched. If you really believe what the Bible says about you not being able to be touched, I dare you to shout, respect the glory. Shout it like you believe it. Say, respect the glory. I'm done. As you stand with me, I want to ask you one little thing. If the enemy knows there are things that he has to respect, things he has, can't touch, if the Philistines know it, why do you permit people in your life that don't respect the glory? I would submit to you for your prayerful consideration the following. There are people in your life that are no longer around your life that are still living on this planet, and the reason they're no longer in your life is because they did not respect the glory of God upon your life. No, you miss it. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, when God removes somebody from your life, don't text them, don't DM them, don't go after them. If God says they're no longer part of your, then say, praise be the Lord. Why? If you don't respect the glory of God in my life, then surround yourself with people that respect the glory of God in you, the glory of God with you, and the glory of God through you. And you yourself, you need to have self-respect for the glory you carry. You'll never receive external respect if you don't respect yourself. Stop asking people to respect you if you don't respect yourself. I'm going to say that one more time. Stop demanding something you're not giving yourself. Respect yourself. Respect yourself with your actions, with your thoughts, with what you do, with what you say. Respect yourself privately, and God will facilitate respect for you publicly. If you got this word, raise your hand.
Sam Rodriguez, best-selling author, film producer, and pastor of New Season Church in Sacramento, has a new book, Persevere with Power, What Heaven Starts, Hell Cannot Stop.
Because I am believing in the name of Jesus that before this is over, you're going to go from a plow to a mantle, and you're going to walk out of an anointing that will enable you to change your life for the glory of Jesus.
Order this book now, and while supplies last, receive a free gift by emailing your receipt to books@newseasonworship.org.